Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there. Hey, it's another day. It's another episode of Your Daily Scrum. Todd, I think we're like 2 for 2. We're back at it.
Kind of crazy. Summer's my kids go back to school in 20 days, Ryan. So
mine go back next week. So
we're not cheering.
we have a good topic today, though, Todd. It's well, I'm Ryan Ripley. That's Todd Miller. We're professional Scrum trainers with Scrum.org. We wrote a book. We teach classes. All that's in the description. Your comments and questions are valuable. Leave them below. If you're getting a lot of value out of this channel, be sure to like and subscribe. Maybe even hit that thank you button. Buy Todd a coffee. Caffeinated Todd leads to more videos. Today, it's why is your sprint review terrible? And so I want to tee this up. I mean, the question's kind of provocative, right? I remember I was working in a startup up in Chicago, and I walk into this sprint review, and a lot of it's PowerPoint. And I'm sure you've seen one of these where, well, here's a PowerPoint of the code changes on the back end system we made. And maybe there's like a front end, like crummy little web page that tests an interface somewhere. And it was a lot of people clapping and a lot of, you know, we had some stakeholders show up. We had some executives show up, but they were out within 10 minutes when they realized nothing real was going to get shown. We lost them very quickly. They stopped coming to future ones. Even a lot of devs were skipping because it was just kind of silly. A lot of it was even Mechanical Turk. There were people sitting at their desks making sure everything worked. And we didn't really learn much, but we showed that we made some progress and people were happy and, you know, some applause. But man, we didn't really... No real questions about value were answered. Mm-hmm. And so we weren't even sure. So, but we continued working, right? So we continued down our pre-planned course. Nothing changed. And it just really sucked. Like everyone did their best and they showed good work, but we didn't learn anything. It was just really bizarre. You ever been there?
Yeah. I see it all the time. All the time. So I feel like, you know, we've tangented quite a bit. I got this trapped in my head, this sprint review thing, because I going back to a conversation we've had for a few years, this organization's not adapting. It seems like retrospectives are just the thing where, you know, a Scrum Master shows up and facilitates a retrospective. Yay. But where is the art of the facilitation of the meeting or the event, let's call it the event, that happened right before that, right? Why are we dressing our PowerPoints up with our company logos, snapping through a couple things, saying, does anybody have anything to say, and then leaving? And that's what I would tell you is 80% of the sprint reviews that I have viewed recently. It's a PowerPoint or it's a quick demo. Hold questions till the end, right? I can't answer that. We'll answer it later. And it's not an engaging, collaborative working session with stakeholders. And I've seen product owners fired for this, right? I've seen product owners fired for not having an engaging sprint retrospective.
Yeah.
So
format's wrong. Questions are wrong. Attendees aren't there. Todd, I think one of the things that gets in our way, at least the Scrum team's way of having really good reviews, sprint reviews, is that there's so many other meetings during the week where a lot of this stuff is being talked about in pockets, right? There's a budget meeting on Tuesday. There's a status meeting on Wednesday. There's a stakeholder update on Thursday. Oh, there's another budget meeting because three people couldn't make it. And by the time we get to the review, pockets of people think they know everything they need to know, which they don't. There's been 10 meetings over the past week about this particular product effort. By the way, not one of them involved an actual customer. That's kind of rough, right? And by the time we get to the review, it's just, you know, it's usually lacking stakeholders. And so something that we've tried and that's worked pretty well, I think we recommended in the book as well, clear your calendar. Stop having these one-off meetings. Stop, you know, what we want you to do is put your time and energy and efforts, especially as a product owner, maybe as a Scrum Master partnering with a product owner, into the format, the ideas, the collaboration that you're going to have during the actual sprint review, right? What questions are we trying to answer? And we're going to talk about this in future videos, like what exactly should we be discussing and why? But what if you just cleared the calendar and got the right people in the room and presented budget and progress and current active product goal, possible future options or product goals, show the what a roadmap, got some feedback, and actually got some tangible knowledge or information that led to an adaptation to your product backlog. Mm-hmm. Because if you get to the end of a sprint review, Todd, this is, I think we talk about this constantly, and there's nothing to change on your product backlog, you screwed up royally.
Yeah.
Like that is a smell. That is like a huge red flag. If your product backlog does not change because during the course of this event, what were you doing?
Yeah, it drives me crazy too to not see anybody taking notes, right? Specifically the product owner.
Including the product owner, right?
Yeah. I've seen that a whole bunch. But, you know, I think something as simple as, you know, there's a lot of different inputs that we could have. But we've talked about this. Who owns this calendar invite? Product owner.
Yeah.
Make sure the right people are there. You could have an evolving door of stakeholders that you need to be minding attention to. You're always got to be conscious of that. Scrum Masters, you should help the product owners understand that. They could get fired if you don't get this right. Right. You need to create transparency around your product. You do it in a sprint review. I'm wondering if you could repurpose some of the things like a sailboat, right? Yeah. Rather than saying like, what danger is our product in right now? Here's some new metrics. Here's what's happening there. This is what the current increment looks like. And repurpose some of these sprint retrospective formats that have, some of them gone a little wacky, like the Indiana Jones one or whatever the heck they are, but maybe repurpose them and just change the questions to be applicable to the sprint review, right?
Run Starfish.
Yeah, run Starfish on it.
Right. You know, Todd, I wonder if the other thing that we ought to talk about just for a few seconds here, you know, the sprint review that is really the product owner accepting work. Like, what a horrible format too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, all right, team, show me the bounties of my investment and let me see if I approve. Mm-hmm. Way too late. This is not an acceptance meeting. If a product owner is surprised or if a stakeholder is surprised about what's shown or discussed in a sprint review, big time mistake, right? So
big time.
It's a lot of really bad formats out there, which a demo is a bad format. An acceptance meeting, like accepting work, is a bad format. A PowerPoint driven is usually a bad format, but I think in a future session, we'll talk about what could be good.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. Let us know in the comments what you think. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a video. Check out our socials. We're all over the social stuff. Hit that bell so you get alerts. Some videos are going to pop up. It's our two free courses. Todd and I created a framework class. Learn Scrum, get your certification, conquer the world. EBM as well, learn how to measure value and get some signals about whether or not you are delivering value. There's also some merch, hoodies, sweatshirts, coffee mugs and all sorts of crazy stuff. Check all that out. Let us know what you think about it in the comments. For Todd, I'm Ryan. Go forward, do some great Scrum things, and we'll check out how you did tomorrow. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!